there's a fight to be won. And how do we do that? We praise the Lord. So we're going to start with, there is power through the name of Jesus.
Amen. Oh, Jesus,
I'd like to pray and say, Father God, thank you that we can meet in the name of Jesus. We can meet to honor you. We can meet to give this time, to give ourselves now to you, to focus on you. I proclaim that you sanctify this place, this space. You sanctify this time. Sanctify our thoughts and our hearts, that we may be focused on you. Let us set aside our concerns from the week and from the day. Let us leave behind our tensions and emotions and our stress. Let us rest in you and look to you and be filled with awe and wonder. We give our thanks and our praise and our worship to you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to sing, continue with Great is the Lord and Most Worthy of Praise. And that line that reminds us, great is the Lord in whom I have the victory. He aids us against the wicked.
The city of our God. As we come to prayer this morning, I think we need to be reminded of how faithful God is in answering our prayers. As friends, as a church, as my loved ones, you have prayed for me, and I've had a good week. Praise the Lord. Many things happen in our lives, don't they? And sometimes we wonder why. But we know, we must always know, that God is there. He will not let us down. He may not do what we want, but I don't know about my future, but I've been going through loads of books that I've got that I think would be benefit to others. So I've got a great load of books ready for the poor Joyce words. I'm getting ready for my last day. Now, I don't know when that will be, and I don't mind, because it's in God's hands. And I think that's something we've got to remember and to recall. But whatever happens, God is there with us. And we need constantly to thank him for that. And we need to ask for his forgiveness when we doubt him. Because we may not say we doubt him, but the way that we act sometimes, it would appear we do. So let us come to him in believing prayer. Father God, we want to thank you for the privilege and for the power of prayer. We want to thank you that we can come to you at any time. You're always available. We praise you, oh God. We really do. And we thank you for answered prayer. But Lord, we want also to confess our own weaknesses. There are times, Lord, when I'm sure we fail each other. More important, when we fail you. Lord, forgive us if we do that. Forgive us if we doubt. Forgive us if we do not accept what you're saying to us. Help us to be strong in you, Lord. We know, we claim that we have the power of the Spirit within. But Lord, we don't always act like that. So help us to be totally empty of self and full of the power of the Spirit, that we might indeed be your faithful servants. We pray for your world. Pray for those in authority. They need your wisdom. We pray, Lord, for all people in need. Lord, we pray that all those who work for you and for us in various organizations might find contentment in their work. May their needs be met, and may they be happy as they seek to serve others. We pray for the hungry. We pray for the homeless. We pray for those in poverty. We pray for the unemployed. We pray for the sick. We pray for the dying. Oh Lord, so many, many people who have needs. But Lord, you're greater than all these needs. So let us put our confidence in you and be willing to go forth as your true disciples. We thank you for all the people who do care for people in need and ask that you would continue to strengthen all that wonderful work that is going on in our world. Lord, we pray for our church here. We pray for the response that we've had about the porter cabin. And we want to rest that whole situation on you, Lord. Because we're going to need your wisdom. We're going to need your guidance. And when we receive an opportunity like this, Lord, then we know that we need to follow your directions, not our own. So, Lord, take charge of that project completely, and may it be used for the extension of your kingdom and for your glory. Lord, we pray for each other as we gather this morning. You know us. You love us. You love our family and friends. Oh, isn't it wonderful, Lord, that we can say you love us. Lord, we are concerned for some of our friends who are not able to be with us today. We pray for Sarah, who's had a bad night and is not too well, Lord. Pray for your healing hand upon her. We pray for Jean and Stuart. Oh, Lord, they love to be part of your church. You know the situation there, Lord, and we pray that you would continue to be their comfort, that their companion. May they not feel isolated, Lord, but may they join with us in prayer. May they know we love them, and may they know your healing. We pray for Deborah and Graham. We thank you for them. We thank you for the way that they've been working so hard on their new home. But Lord, today, Deborah is not too well. Pray, Lord, that as she goes back home to rest, you would be with her and with Graham. Be their companion, be their healer. We pray, Lord, for Bruce's cousin, Richard. We've been praying for his wife, Lord. Well, we haven't. We've been praying for his mother, we thought. But, Lord, the lady we should have been praying for is Richard's wife, the same lady. But she is there now without her husband who's died of cancer. It's been a difficult time for that family, Lord. And we pray that you would be all that Richard's wife needs now, Lord. Be her companion. Be her strength. Be with her through all that is going to be happening in these next weeks and months. Be with her family. Lord, would you be her great companion? Would you reach out to her? For Lord, you know, she is distressed. She is sad. And she needs your companionship. So be with her, Lord. Be with any other friends and people, relatives maybe that we know who need our prayers. Lord, we know you love all people. And so we pray, Lord, that anyone that's on our mind today, we bring to you as we bring ourselves. And we ask that you would uphold us, that you would lift us up, that you would use us in your service, for you are our great, our wonderful, and only God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
His praise shall be our final prayer.
Those readings, 1 Timothy 6, 11 to 16.
I've got the reading on the book. Sorry.
The tune, man of God, flee from all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you are called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made good confession. I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal, who lives in unapproachable life, whom no one has seen or fancied. To him be honor and majesty forever. Amen. Ephesians.
Yeah.
Right. I tried to do 60. Well, back to the second reading of Ephesians 6, 10 to 10, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in God and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying all the Lord's people.
Amen. So we're going to sing Fight the Good Fight with all thy might. Christ is thy strength, and Christ thy might.
Right. There's a fight to be won. You don't need boxing gloves for this fight. This is a special fight. And it's one that through the power of our God, we can indeed win. Number one, the spiritual battle is strong and powerful. You need to know that. There is a battle. It's a spiritual battle, and it's strong, and it's powerful. Yes, although in Christ we are now in the kingdom of God, where grace reigns, and in that sense we are freed from the authority of sin and Satan over our lives, the spiritual battle, however, is still strong and powerful until the day when Christ will put all his enemies under his feet. We are free in Christ, yes, but we are free to fight. The Christian is certainly in the realm of grace, and we have died once and for all to the realm of sin. But Paul therefore repeatedly exhorted his readers, become, says Paul, become what you are. I want to share what Peter says in 1 Peter 2 verse 21. To maintain our freedom and fruitfulness in Christ will be neither quick nor easy. That is why we need the mind of Christ, who humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. We should note carefully the example of Christ's suffering and follow, he says, in his steps. And again, Peter, 1 Peter 4:12 and 13. We should not be surprised at the painful trial, but we should rejoice that we participate in the sufferings of Jesus, so that we may be overpowered, he says, when his glory, overjoyed, sorry, not overpowered, when his glory is revealed. In other words, it is vital that we should know our enemy. It's vital. We must not be ignorant of Satan's or of his terrible devices. And that brings us to the second point, which is we are to know our enemy. Job 1 verse 7. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered, "From roaming through the earth and going to and fro in it." There is a report from a Scotland Yard inspector that I want to share with you, one that I found quite interesting. A Scotland Yard inspector was once asked if he believed in the devil. He replied like this, "Yes, I do, although I've never seen him. Sometimes in London," he said, "there is an outbreak of petty crime and the quality of the criminals caught shows that they're not intelligent enough to have planned the crime. So then we know," he said, "there is a new leader. And we open a new file, Mr. X. We then build up a picture of him. And from that, we seek to find him." In the same way, he says, "as I cross-examine people on how they got into the mess that they're in, I find that there is a Mr. X who is twisting our lives. And I believe that Mr. X is the devil." That's from a Scotland Yard inspector. John 12, verse 31. He, Satan, is the mastermind behind all the evil in the world. That's true. He is the prince of power of the air, who seeks to manipulate the philosophy, the thought forms, the moral standards of our life through influence, and particularly often through the media. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. He is the God of this age who can blind the mind of unbelievers, often by the paralysis of apathy, and who can change the patterns and structures of society so fast that many are left bewildered and depressed. There's a warning from Paul in Corinthians. He also goes on to say in 11, he is the angel of light who works, this is Satan, who works through false teachers and false prophets. Oh, how we need to be careful. John says in 8, verse 44, he, Satan, is the father of lies, who will cause you, if he can, to doubt God's word, and to question God's love, to deny God's control, to disbelieve God's faithfulness. That's the kind of work that the devil is involved in. In 1 Peter chapter 5, he tells us that Well, Peter gives us some important warnings, which I want to enlarge. These are the warnings. Talking of Satan, he is the roaring lion who can spring sudden and fierce attacks so that we are startled by overwhelming depression that pins us down, by overpowering feelings of lust, greed, anger, jealousy, ambition, resentment, all that leaves us wounded and helpless. Yeah, the devil's behind all that, my friends. He is the one that can break us. And then number three, we need to use our weapons. So what are these weapons with divine power in them? First, my friends, we need the weapons of the Bible, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we know that Jesus, when he was here, drove away Satan with the Word of God. And we need to use that Word of God. Then there is the weapon of prayer. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. Although we should all be prayerful and exercise increasing authority in prayer, I believe that there are some people who have a special burden and ministry for this kind of prayer. The devil needs defeating. We accomplish more by talking to God about men than by talking to men about God. So we should praise God for those who have a special prayer ministry. We should support them. And you know, the cross of Christ is another powerful weapon. Through it, Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities that were ranged all against him. The enemy army is still there, but no weapon they can fashion against us can prosper. It cannot prosper if we are trusting Jesus and his victory on the cross. And another weapon, the weapon of praise, was shown in all its effectiveness when Judah routed her enemies. And then, fellowship is another effective and essential weapon for Christians. We are, of course, to put the armor of God on. The armor of God is to be put on not just by one, but the whole fellowship of us together, if we are going to defeat Satan. Also, not to be neglected is the weapon of a disciplined life. If we live a disciplined life, the devil will find it much harder to get in us and deceive us. You know, my friends, it doesn't really matter. It may be a very small church, but if it's on the move, if it's really going forward, as I trust we are, yes, we are, then the devil's not going to be interested. The devil is going to be interested, because that's the kind of church he wants to attack. He wants to stop them being successful. It may be a big church, but it may be one that's not doing much. I've seen and heard of churches that, well, they don't seem to even acknowledge the work of the Spirit, let alone see the Spirit working. That may be a harsh criticism. But, if a church does not seem to be moving, the devil is not interested. Why should he? He's already got them. If we really go forward, and we do, when you're on the street, when you're talking to a friend who doesn't know Jesus, oh, that's when the devil's worried. That's when the devil wants to work in our lives. Could be, oh, don't bother, that person's rather difficult. That person might upset you. Don't listen. That's the work of the devil. Go forward and do what we know, putting on the whole power that God makes available to us. With the sword of the Spirit, we can and we will overcome. So then, let us make sure that we overcome Satan's attacks by using all the spiritual aids that we have. In this way, praise God, the fight will be won. Amen.
Thank you, Bruce. So we're going to sing, in heavenly armor we'll enter the land. Says the battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. So we're going to continue praising. We've been reminded that that was one of the ways we can try to be the enemy.
Heavenly armor will enter the light, but will be boxing to the door. I can't have time to get rid of the time, but I will be boxing to the door. We expect the glory of the Lord, our hands back to the door.
So one of the other strategies that Bruce spoke about was prayer. And we always need to bring everything to the Lord in prayer. And it's also, Bruce mentioned fellowship. It's good to share with others when we're battling too, and be prayed for. So we're going to sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs.
What a
Lord, we thank you. Oh, you are so wonderful. And although we have a fight to be won against the evil one, we couldn't do it on their own. With the sword of the Spirit, with the armor of God. In other words, Lord, it's all about you. Because with you leading, we can and we will win. Praise you, O God. Amen. Let us stand and share the grace.
Be there in a minute.
Don't worry. Time is on our side. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Thank you. Yeah.